It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Hey, we welcome you to Oskaloosa, Iowa, where this afternoon it's going to be college basketball here on K-Radio. Ladies game, first the guys at four, as in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by the William Penn Statesmen. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producer, engineer, all-around guy back at the Care Studios. Tom Counts with me here, courtside. It is good to have you along here today. A beautiful day outdoors, but sunny and very cold outside, about 23 degrees here in central Iowa at game time today. And it's pretty warm in the Penn Gym, and you can expect this place to get nothing but warmer as the crowd continues to file in and as the two games unfold here this afternoon. In the ladies' game, you got a couple of teams coming together today that are very identical in a lot of ways. William Penn coming in at 3-4, 1-1 in the conference. The Benedictine Lady Ravens coming in at 3-4 and 1-1 in the conference. Last time out, William Penn lost on Wednesday. They fell to Grandview 70-57 for the Benedictine Lady Ravens on Wednesday. Knocked off Baker 69-64. Public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd, and allow me to do that for you, if I may. First of all, for William Penn and the Lady Statesmen under head coach Jenna Zanti. They're going to have a little bit of a different look in the starting lineup here this evening, as it'll be Emma Mortz, a 5'7 senior from Milford, Illinois. 5'10" senior guard Allie Stewart out of Australia. From Lubbock, Texas at 5'8", it's senior Zantasia White. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin native, 5'7" junior Jocelyn Herbig and Morgan Terry. The 5'11" senior from Cornersville, Tennessee. Form Benedictine and head coach Chad Folsom. His assistant Andy Connolly and Heather Ronnebaum. Benedictine will be starting. Allie Kramer, the junior from Seneca, Kansas out of Nemaha Central at 5'7". As the Ravens take the tip and come up with the basketball. You're also going to have Josie Weiser out of JCN, Twyla Karis Keel from Verona, Missouri, Jennifer Jacobs, she's a Capon grad, and Aaliyah Raines from Jeff West. Ravens with the ball. Here's Kramer. Three to start the game. Allie Kramer knocks one down from high on the left wing, and Benedictine breaks on top 3-0. Benedictine is traveling black uniforms, red and white lettering a trim for Penn. It is the home white with navy and gold. Benedictine will start off in that player defense. Little hook pass over to the right side. A three for Penn is going to be up a good. Now they're going to call it a two. Making a two-point shot for Emma Mortz. And Lady Raven lead trimmed to one. We're a minute into the opening quarter. Back down with those is going to come Allie Kramer. She'll jump it over to the right side. Raines will handle it on the edge. brings it around to the top of the key, lobs it over deep into the left corner. Kramer steps inside, dumps it to JJ, hook shot, gets it. But wait, they're going to wave it off. They're going to say Jacobs traveled with the ball as she was squaring up for that little hook from the lane. And it remains 3-2, William Penn. Benedictine is going to apply some pressure on a Statesman as they come up court with the basketball. They'll drive it down the right side in front of the BC bench, which is to our right. Just to let you know, a little geography here, we're sitting in the first riser behind the scorer's table right at midcourt. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens still leading at 3-2. The drive over to the left side for Moore. She's in traffic. Will rotate, turn, shoot. Way too strong. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Twilight. Harris Quilla will come up with the basketball and back up with it. It'll come to Allie Kramer. She'll dump it over to Josie Weiser. Her first touch of the game. Josie dishes it back over to the left edge. She'll be underneath the Twilight in traffic. Comes out on top. Josie goes right side. Reigns. Feeds in the middle. JJ. Give her two. Jacobs will get her first bucket of the game. And Benedictine stretches its lead down to 5-2. 8:10 to go in the first. And we're going to get a timeout. Penn, well, right out of the gate, Coach Santee doesn't like it. And we're going to get an early TO, taking a break at 8:13 to go in the first. It remains Benedictine. Lady Ravens 5, Penn 2.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Panda's getting set. They're going to be putting the wild play coming out of the timeout. And the Lady Ravens, once they get it in play, will drop back and pick up their player defense at midcourt. The ball comes into the forecourt. We're going to get a jump ball as Twyla reaches in and ties up Emma Mortz. Alternate position, it is Benedictine basketball. Nope, Penn. It'll be Penn basketball. That'll be put in play right in front of the Lady Raven bench, right between the bench and the scorer's table, and brought in play into the backcourt. Taking it back here is going to be Jocelyn Herbeck. Herbeck guarded by Kramer, and that player defense comes back off on top to Mortz. She runs his team for the one. They'll feed it into their five. That's Morgan Terry. Dump it over to the right side, and it'll skip away. Jocelyn Herbeck, the intended recipient of that pass, but couldn't get a handle on it. It'll go out of bounds. Benedictine back up the floor with the basketball. 5-2 Lady Ravens at the 7:45 mark of the first quarter. We'll have our first substitution of the day as Penn is going to bring Journey Ongman in, the 5'9 senior from Las Vegas. And Benedictine can't get a shot away. They will turn it over. Back up with it will come Penn. Into the forecourt is Herbeck. She'll have it on top again. Flashing to the top lane. The high post is going to be Terry. Penn will jump it over to the right side now. On top straight away. It's a three off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs and Benedictine coming up the floor. Kramer will take it down the far side now and into the forecourt. Out on top, it'll go to Jacobs. Swing around to the left to Josie. Josie feeds Twyla off the left block, backs in, turns, rotates, shoots wide right, and the play goes out of bounds. That kick comes to Penn. 3 minutes into the game. 5-2, Lady Ravens. And BC likes their pressure defense in this game, and they are giving Penn a hard time getting the ball up the floor. Now it's going to be knocked away, stolen by Kramer. She's in, she's up, she scores it. With the steal, Allie Kramer will have her fifth point, second goal of the game. It is now 7-2, Lady Ravens. 6:45 to go, opening quarter. Back down with it is going to come Penn. The Benedictine defense has been good. Here's another three launched, and it is missed again. Journey coming down with a rebound. It's going to be knocked away from her by Kramer. Picked up, Reigns into the forecourt. Aaliyah Reigns kicks it over to the right side to Josie. Weiser has not had a shot yet in the game. She'll play off the screen from Twilight, takes it to the top of the key, loses the handle, but Kramer is going to pick it up. Benedictine will maintain possession of the basketball. Statesman player may have twisted an ankle or something. This Herbeck seems to be a little slow now. Shot clock's down at 6. Back out on top. Kramer will launch to 3. Short off the front lip of the rim, rebounding it down. Going to be Penn. Jocelyn Herbeck into the forecourt. Again, we're going to watch and see how she comes. Nearly travels with it. Again, having trouble with, I think, the left ankle right now. 5:55 to go in the first. Benedictine with a 5-point lead. Out on top of the basketball, driving to the middle is going to be Emma Wartz. Benedictine has a couple of players at the scorer's table, set to check in. Driving down the right side of the lane, we're in single digits on the shot clock. Cutting across, the lob back out on top. It gets away, and Penn will throw it away with two on the shot clock. They ran a lot of time, got nothing for it. End of the game for William Penn is going to come Alyssa Thomas. She's a 5'10 junior from Ackley, Iowa. Benedictine is going to go to the bench, and they are going to be bringing in Kyra Misiraka, and they're going to bring in Kennedy Nicholson. Kyra at 6'3". Kennedy probably 5'5 or 6". The feet underneath Kyra shoots and scores. Misiraka, quickly she comes into the game, gets her first bucket. Benedictine has stretched his lead now to 9-2. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter here in Central Iowa. The ball up court knocked away by Josie, but going to be rescued by William Penn. They'll come back into the forecourt. To the right side, but it is going to be Hamas. Jumps it back off on top. Looking into the middle, Ogman. Back to the high post. Little shake by Morgan Terry. She will go in and get her first point of the game. Morgan Terry makes it a 9-4 Lady Raven advantage. 4:40 left in the first. Benedictine men coming up after this, so stick around. We'll be having that one, of course, here live on Care. Baseline three. Josie rims out. No. Kyra with the follow-up and in. Misiraka dominant in the middle of the game. 11-4 Benedictine. BC's pressure broken in a pass to Ogman. Journey has it batted away for a moment by Kennedy, but is able to recover the ball. Comes back off top side. Terry again, the biggest player on the court, will come out on top. Here's a three from dead away, straight at the top and knocking it down. Allie Stewart for Penn. The first three of the game for the Lady Statesmen. Benedictine leading at 11-7 at 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Kennedy Nicholson over to the right side where Leah Rains will left-hand dribble to the top of the key. Benedictine back on offense. Kyra will take it about two steps outside the lane. Dumps it over to the left side. Deep in the corner, now dribbling it out on top. Going to go to Josie. Back to the free throw line. Driving in. Ravens in traffic. Comes out on top. The three. Kennedy won't go. Rebound to go down. And Santasia White. Santasia will go all the way quickly to the other end of the court, not allowing the Ravens to set up that press. Here's a shot. Top of the key. Long two. No good. Rebound Benedictine. Outlet pass Josie. She'll go in. She'll go up. Kiss it off the window. They're calling a charge. Yeah, they are. The official beneath the goal confused the official out at midcourt with the emphatic charge sign. And not only was she emphatic, she is clearly in charge of this officiating crew. 3:19 to play in the first. It'll be Penn basketball as they trail by four. Putting it in play from deep in the backcourt, the Ravens are going to press on the inbound. Raven pressure has been the name of the game so far here this afternoon. Fantasia White will bring it up the court. She's guarded by Riley Wade for Benedictine. Back out top side, Hamas swings to the left, looking for another three. It's up and good. Back-to-back threes for Allie Stewart. That pressure is not extending up to her, and she's been left with 5 or 6 feet between her and her defender, and the Benedictine lead quickly is trimmed to one. Now the ball is going to be knocked away. It's on the court. But it'll be picked back up by Riley Wade, and Wade gets fouled by Santasia. That'll be the first foul of the ball game by William Penn. We're seeing no fouls called in this game. Rains will check out for Benedictine. Coming out of the game also, Kiana Herrera. You've got Riley Wade, Kyra Misiraka out there, Kennedy Nicholson. Back out on the floor is going to be Allie Kramer, and rounding it out is Twyla Carrasquillo. 2:44 to go and rolling along in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the basketball now clinging to the one-point lead. Twyla will have it up on top. One-hand push pass to the right side to Wade. Out on top, Kennedy. She will drive down the left side of the lane, dumps it back over to the wing. Kramer looks in, goes cross-court. Shot clock's at four. Ravens in the corner. Feet underneath. Twyla's at the buzzer, off the rim. Rebound, Zantasia is coming up with the basketball, and Penn will bring it up the floor with a chance at their first lead of the game, and now we're going to have a Raven foul to the backcourt by Twyla. Here's Quillo trying to put a little pressure on, and the Ravens will have team foul number two. Benedictine out there again with Mickelson, Kramer, Karras, Quilla, Wade, Misuraca. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. 11-10 BC. Driving in, Zantasia White shoots, scores, and Penn will take a lead. William Penn has battled back from what was a 7-point deficit, and they are in front now. Benedictine down one at 12-11, and we're inside 2 minutes to go in the first. And a whistle off the basketball. Ellie Turner will be called for a foul away from the basketball, and the Ravens are going to take Wade out of the game and bring Josie back in. Penn has done a good job of keeping Josie really away from the ball, giving her nothing. She's not had, maybe one shot so far in the game today. I'd have to check that. Kyra with it on the left side. Ravens on offense. Back over to the right. Driving in. Allie into the lane. Rotates. Scores it. Allie Kramer having a banner opening quarter. She's got 7. And Benedictine goes back in front. 13-12. We're at a minute and a half to go in the first. Leading into the forecourt. Herbeck for Penn. Swings it over to Ellie Turner. Turner comes back off on top to Thomas. And Penn running kind of a swing offense, a little motion type offense into the lane. White would shoot off the rim 2-3 times and good. So the bucket is going to be good for Zantasia White. She's got 4 in the lead. It changes again. It's now 14-13 Penn, and we've got less than a minute to play in the opening quarter. Ravens on offense over to the left side. Feet outside the block. Now to the free throw line. The dish right. Kennedy for 3. In and out. And a defensive rebound corralled by Penn. White with the basketball. Plenty of time. The shot clock and game clock's about 15 seconds apart. Back up the floor with it. It's going to be Herbeck. And now an official. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on Kennedy Nicholson. It'll be the first by Kennedy and Benedictine team foul 3. Back into the game for the Lady Ravens will come Aaliyah Raines and Jennifer Jacobs. 33 seconds left in the first quarter. Shot clock was reset to 20, so there is a 13-second gap between them. Skip pass to the top. Zantasia White looks into the middle, finds no room, jumps it back over to the right side, gets it there. Back it in, no room. The feet of the free throw line, a little left-handed hook. Shot is up and missing, and a rebound down to Jacobs. Benedictine with 13, 12, 11 to play in the first as they come into the forecourt. BC down one, over to the left block. Twyla in traffic, beats Kyra. Got it! Make it Jacobs. It's going to be Jacobs who hits that shot, which takes us to the end of the opening quarter. It has been a back-and-forth ball game with multiple lead changes. We take it a break. After one in Oskaloosa, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 15, William Penn 14.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get to go to the second quarter. Lady Ravens lead it by 1. Welcome back to Oskaloosa, Iowa, everybody. Appreciate your joining us, whether you're just out driving around on a beautiful Saturday, sunny afternoon, and running through the dial and finding the ball game. Maybe you're out putting a little anhydrous on, finishing up that last bit of combining. Or maybe you're working that retail shift through the short straw and have to be working on a Saturday afternoon. We appreciate you having joined us here. Lady Raven basketball with the guys' game coming up at 4 o'clock. Benedictine shot well in that opening quarter, 7-14, hitting half of their shots, but only 1-5 from the outside. Ravens have turned it over twice. Penn is 6-11, hitting 54.5% and 2-4 from three-point range. Alternate possession awarded the basketball to Benedictine. Lady Ravens have it. We're back underway. Second quarter. Kramer, Weiser, Karras, Quillo, Jacobs, and Rain to the Benedictine. 5, and it's a shot for BC. Goes up, and going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It'll come back in to get a pin. 9:45 to go in the half. Pin with a basketball, trailing BC by one. Down the left side with it is going to be Allie Stewart. She has been the offense for this team, hitting back-to-back threes earlier, accounting for six of their 14 points. Pin will drive to the right side. How many steps is going to be going there? No, the shot is up and no good. And stumbling in, Morgan Terry did not get called for a travel. Here's Josie going three. Got it, Josie Weiser. Getting her first points of the game and pushing the Benedictine lead down to 18-14. 9:20 to play in the first half. Left-hand dribble into the forecourt for Herbeck. Pin back on offense. Skips it out on top. Morgan Terry swings it left. Here's a three. Nope. Hits the back of the rim. The long rebound is going to be loose. Rolling around on the floor. Pin's going to rescue it just short of midcourt. Kramer gets thrown to the ground with the arm. And no foul. Underneath, hook shot. Left-handed up and good, Morgan Terry. 18-16, Benedictine. Allie Kramer will bring it up the floor. Lady Ravens back on offense. Reigns with it. Her cross-court pass is batted away. And this time again, Allie Kramer is blown to the ground, but they will call a foul. It will be on Allie Stewart. It is her first foul of the game. Team foul one of the second quarter by either club. And the Ravens will be putting it in play from over on the far side, right in front of the student section, which is pretty sparsely populated at this point in the game. And that number will increase, I can absolutely guarantee you. Here's Reigns with it. She starts left, comes back right to Josie. Shot clock at 7. Josie holding it high above her head, goes right side. Jacobs down at the baseline, and she's going to be called for a charge. What a flop in the middle, taken by Morgan Terry. JJ will have her first foul of the afternoon. So for Jacobs, it'll be foul number one. Each team has committed one here in the second quarter. Kennedy Nicholson will come back in. Kramer will come off the court. So it is going to be Nicholson, Weiser, Karis Quillo, Jacobs, and Rain on the floor for Chad Folsom. And the upcourt pass booted out of bounds by Leah Rain. Heather Runnabon was just before the game, I mean moments before the game, frantically taping up the hand of Leah Rain. She taped the ring and small finger on her left hand together. Rather a hefty-sized bandage on that. See how that affects her as the game goes on. Here's a three, left-handed shot. Knocking it down from right in front of the Raven bench is Jocelyn Herbeck, her first point of the game. And Penn goes back in front again. 19-18 Penn. 7:40 to go in the first half. Long, long three for Josie. Got it! Josie Weiser! That was about two steps above the three-point arc. 21-19, back in front goes Benedictine. 7.5 to go in the half. BC will stay with their player defense. They'll bring it back over. It's the same shot, same place. This time it's wildly bad and off the window and good for Herbeck. She comes up the court smiling and shaking her head. Pin back in front, 22-21. 7 minutes to go before intermission. Here's Allie for three. No. Rebound, coming back down to Pin. Brains launching that one, but could not get it to fall. And again, the tape not on her shooting hand, on the offhand. Skip pass comes out on top. And again, Terry will flash up to the top from her five spot. Work around to the right side, dump it into the corner. White will shoot from there, and she will hit the three. So Penn doing all of her damage from outside. Fantasia White gives William Penn its biggest lead of the game at 25-21. Lady Ravens trailing by four. They have led by as many as 7. 6.5 to go in the half. Twyla goes left side. Kennedy. Nicholson in front of the Penn bench. Comes out on top. Reigns will drive right, get run into, and there's going to be the blocking foul. We've seen players on the floor a lot here today. Foul is going to be on Jocelyn Herbeck, her first, and that'll be team foul two in the second quarter by Penn. Benedictine is going to bring Twyla out of the game, and chicken back in is going to be Kiana Herrera. Skip pass left side. Josie going for three. Gets another one. No basket. I don't know what happened. The official walks over and waves it off. It's still 25-21 pin. And they didn't put it in play. Well, like she had stepped out on the sideline into the bucket step or something and brought it back in play from beneath the goal. And there was no foul call. So I'm not sure just what has transpired there. But at any rate, the basket doesn't count. And the driving layup on the other end is up and good. Plus one. That bucket belongs to Allie Stewart. She got in front in a hand of Kennedy Nicholson, who tries to catch her, commits the foul. We're going to have an opportunity at a conventional three for Allie Stewart. As the Ravens are going to take a timeout before the free throw shot. Taking a break, Jones up 6:03 to go in the half of the ladies' game. Penn 27, Benedictine 21.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Well, coming out of the timeout, Benedictine has found what was in the opening quarter a 7-point lead, long gone, trailing it now by 6, and one more free throw coming up for Penn and Allie Stewart. She eyes it with a right-handed shot, makes it look easy. So Stewart will hit the free throw, and the Ravens trail it now, 28-21. They are down 7, so we've already seen a 14-point swing in this game. Josie, another three, got it again! Josie Weiser, her third three in the first, what, four and a half minutes of the second quarter. 28-24. Again, up the floor with it. Stewart will handle it on top. Guarded by Kennedy. They'll dump it left side. All alone. Three. Good from deep from the left side for Penn by Emma Mortz. Her first three. And these teams are absolutely fighting it up from the outside. And again, the Ravens trail by 7. 5:19 left in the half. Top side with it is going to be Riley Wade. Pulls up her dribble. Looking for some help. Goes right to Nicholson. Down to the block now. Jacobs feeds underneath, the layup off the window, and good. Knocking that one down for Benedictine. Kiana Herrera, her first bucket of the game, 31-26. 3-point shooting so far in this game for Penn. They are 6 of 9. And from the floor, 12 of 19, they're hitting 64% from the floor and 2/3 from the 3-point line. And now here's a block down low and a foul on Herrera. Kiana slid down and trying to get in front of Morgan Terry, but had not come fully set. Benedictine is going to take Jacobs out of the game, and Kyra Misuraca will return to the floor. Kyra had a good stint in the opening quarter, the 6'3 junior from Mustang, Oklahoma. First of two free throws is up and perfect for Morgan Terry. That is Penn's second free throw of the game. They're 2 for 2. This one is up. Perfect again. So right now, William Penn, just red hot shooting. It's 33-26. And again, Benedictine for the third time trails by 7. Benedictine coming into the forecourt with 4.5 to go in the half. Over to the right side. The pass out on top. Kennedy's three short. And the rebound scrambled for. Saved by Weiser to Kyra. Back out on top, it'll come. Riley Wade feeds underneath Misuraca. Up with the left and good. Wade the assist. Misuraca for 2, and she's got a half a dozen. 33-28. 4:10 to go in the opening half. Getting with the ball up on top, and Herbeck having some trouble getting rid of it. Guarded very closely by Kennedy Nicholson. Kicks it over to the right side. Driving into the middle is going to be Zantasia White. Goes back to the right. The long shot from the perimeter is up. It's no good. The rebound is on the floor. Three players rolling around on the floor for it. The official says that's a jump. Possession, William Penn. 6 seconds on the shot clock. 3:55 to go. First half. pin, bringing it in, bringing it in. They're just rotating players, trying to get somebody to cut down underneath to get an easy layup. That didn't happen, so they had to take it way out on top. Shot clock at one. They don't get the shot away. A lack of awareness by the players on the court for William Penn. And Benedictin will deny them an opportunity to score, and Lady Ravens coming back up the floor with it. 33-28, Penn in front, 3:40 to go in the first half as Kennedy Nicholson will come into the forecourt, brings it off on top to Riley. Wait, starts to the right side, dumps it out on top, all alone. Here's a three, launched, no. Perfectly on line, but a little too long. Hit the back of the rim, and with a long rebound, it'll be hauled in by Penn's Alyssa Hamas. Lady Statesman back up court with it. It's Allie Stewart with it. You got to watch her because she's such a fine shooter. She's knocked down a couple of threes already and has nine. Here's another three for her, and again she'll hit it. Benedictin, nine, getting a hand in front of Allie Stewart, and she's already got a dozen. 36-28, now an eight-point advantage for Penn, their largest of the game. And the Raymond pass into the middle is going to be deflected out of bounds. Back in for BC, you'll see Allie Kramer and Aaliyah Raines checking out Riley Wade, Kennedy Nicholson. BC putting it in, and it'll be Kramer to bring it. Goes out on top at the free throw line. Skip pass, back door, and in the feed in the middle, we're going to have a foul trying to stop Josie. Foul is committed by Santasia. Santasia will pick up her second foul of the game. She is the first Penn player to have collected two fouls. BC will bring it in at their offensive baseline. 20 reset on the shot clock. And the right side is going to be Raids, and they're going to call her for a travel. That was a weak call. She's trying to get on with a little head fake to maybe get her defender to lean to the opposite direction. But having not left her foot, was still called for the travel, and Benedictine will be marked with a turnover. 2:45 to go in the third. 36-28 Penn. Top side with the basketball is going to be Journey Ogman. Ogman goes in, goes up, hits it, draws a foul, and she's going to come to the line with a chance at three. The foul is on Kyra. And it will be her first foul of the game. Ravens are going to bring Twilight Harris Quillo back in for Tiana Herrera. And at the line, Journey Ogman. That was her first point of the game. The bucket, the free throw will make it three. And suddenly, it is a double-digit lead for Penn. They are up 39-28. It's worth 2.5 to go in the first half. Underneath, head fake, Twilight shoots. They're going to call her for a foul. And again, these officials having a hard time not realizing when the feet move or come up off the floor. They see the head fakes and they're taken in. Back up with will come the Statesman. Jocelyn Herbeck passed way down right in front of the BC bench, and the ball's going to be batted away, and they're going to call Kramer for a foul. Yep, from midcourt. Kramer was down near the baseline in front of the Benedictine bench. The foul was called from the scorer's table right at midcourt. It'll be Allie's first foul. And as Benedictine will have picked up five, it is free throw time for Emma Mortz. First one, caroms away, no good. A rare miss at the free throw line for William Penn. This one is good. So Emma Mortz will hit the second, making it now 40-28. And we've got 2 minutes to go in the first half. Left side, Josie falling away for three. No. Rebound tipped around. Penn had it, lost it, and the Ravens will rocket it into the middle and throw it away. Josie trying to force one into the middle of the lane, but too many Penn players in there. One of them got a hand on it, knocked it free, and back up with it will come the Lady Statesman. Minute 40 to go, second quarter. Penn has it up top side. Journey Ogman goes left. The three is up. That is about 8 feet short of the rim. Sometimes you miss them. Sometimes you miss them short. Sometimes they get halfway to the rim before they hit the ground. Benedictine up the court with it. Winds over the basketball. Over to the left side, Kramer. 1:20 to go in the half. Out on top, The skip goes in the middle, and we get a shove as Mr. Rock is thrown to the floor. And the foul is going to be on pins, Alyssa Hamas. 1:17 to go in the half. Shot clock back to 20, and Benedictine putting it in play. Are they going to get a check-in? They are. Quickly, Coach Santee, in her second season here at Penn, yells that the official stops play, and she's going to get Morgan Terry back in. Ravens bring it in. Out on top, it'll come to Josie Weiser. To the free throw line. Back over to the right side, Twilight. Underneath, scoops and scores. First point of the game for Twyla Carrasquillo. And it's 40-30. And we've got a minute left in the first half. Penn swings it over to the right side. Little head fake, back and in, change of directions, twisting, turning. That's not a travel, apparently. And the shot misses. Reigns will come down, clearing it away. Into the forecourt. The pass down low. Twyla up and good. Benedictine, when they get that transition going, very difficult to stop. Penn does not have the speed to keep up with them when they do that. 40-32. We're down a half a minute to go in the half. Shot clock's at 20. Ball batted away by Reigns for a moment, but recovered out near midcourt. Over to the right side is going to be Herbeck. Shot clock at 10. Herbeck stomps on top. Kicks it to the right side. Journey shoots. No. Rebound. Kyra. Benedictine with 15 seconds to get off the final shot of the half. That's what Coach Folsom is wanting here, the last shot of the half. Driving in, coast to coast, weaving through defenders. Allie Kramer scores. And that will take us to halftime. We'll be back and summarize what has been a high-scoring, action-filled opening half at intermission. William Penn 40, Benedictine 34.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in Oskaloosa, Iowa, where halftime of the ladies' game finds William Penn having come from behind to go into the locker room leading at 40-34. Welcome here to the Penn Gym. We'll recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the home team in William Penn, they are led by Allie Stewart with a dozen points, the only player on either team already in double-figure scoring. Following her, Journey Augman has seven, six each, Emma Morris, Jocelyn Herbeck, and Morgan Terry. Three in the first half for Zantasia White. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, no one in double figures, but a couple of players close as Allie Kramer and Josie Weiser each have nine. Kyra, Misty Rocca with a half a dozen, four apiece for both Twyla Carrasquillo and Jennifer Jacobs. It was a two-point half for Kiana Herrera. But tell you what, you look at the numbers, and William Penn has just been fantastic shooting the ball in this game. I don't know if it's kind of a pace you can keep up for an entire contest. Penn is 14-25, hitting 56% from the floor, including 7 of 11, 64% three-point shooting, and 5 of 6 at the free throw line. For Benedictine, they got off four shots and were 15 of 26. That's 57%. Great shooting from the floor. However, from the outside, Benedictine has had trouble at going 4 of 12, and they have not had the Lady Ravens a free throw taken today. So when you do a quick analysis, you see they're shooting really well, but nothing from the outside. That tells you all the points coming in the two-point range, and I can assure you, most of those are coming from the bigs. They're coming from inside 6 to 8 feet, and a lot of them layups, as BC is the dominant team inside. But right now, Penn is leading because of their perimeter shooting. Quick look at the foul situation for these two teams. Benedict and Hans Kennedy Nicholson with two. No other player with more than one. Likewise for Penn, Santasia White has two. No other player with more than one. The men's team's out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we're going to have the guys' game coming up after this one. An anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off for the men's contest here on CARE Radio. And we will kind of keep you up to speed with that. By the way, keeping you up to speed with what's going on, just right up the road here, we've got a little football game where Kaiser leads Grandview 31-21 in the fourth quarter. See if I can kind of keep you up to speed with how that game turns out. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the game, ladies' game live, then, of course, the guys. But in the interim, with your halftime score, William Penn's Lady Statesman 40, Benedictine 34. We're kicking it back to Joseph in that CARE Sports Studio for, yes, another quality halftime.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you this Benedictine basketball game series as the Ravens are on the road at William Penn. We will return to the women's game in just a moment. Taking a look at the upcoming CARE Sports schedule, join us Tuesday night at 6 o'clock as we will have Marhill Mount Academy versus JCN. 6 o'clock in the evening is when we have the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Friday at 6 p.m., we've got Atchison High School versus Eudora. The girls will take to the court about 6. The young men should take to the court right about 8 p.m. Coming up this Thursday, of course, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look is brought to you by Tom and Gus Counts, where they study the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 on Thursday nights. Next Saturday, we will have Benedictine versus Culver. Join us at high noon next Saturday with the ladies' game at high noon. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America women's basketball scores as I have them.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw five names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our next sign-up will be on Tuesday, December 6th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Alps, located at 404 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, there was a game last night. Graceland beat Central Christian College of the Bible 79-21. In today's games, we have a couple of finals to report. Grandview beat Evangel with the Grandview ladies at 54 points to Evangel's 38. It was Culver Stockton ladies over Park 63-37. In the games that are in action right now, we've got Missouri Valley leading Peru State 34-25 with 4 minutes and 19 seconds left in the second. In the second quarter as well, with 7 minutes and 13 seconds left, it is Central Methodist at 44 points to Mount Mercy's 16. Clark is leading, is trailing Mid-America. Mid-America Nazarene is leading Clark with a score of Mid-America Nazarene 27, Clark Ladies 25. And in the Graceland-Baker game, it is Baker at 22 points to Graceland's 10. In the game that you're listening to right now, we've got the William Penn Lady Statesman at 40 points to the Benedictine Lady Ravens 34. I'll be back in just a moment.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAR.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look at men's basketball right now in the Heart of America Conference, we've got Grandview leading Evangel by 1 point. Grandview sitting at 33 points. Evangel sitting at 32 at the start of the second. At halftime, it is Park over Culver Stockton with Park at 35 points, Culver Stockton 29. We're going to take a real quick look at that weather eye forecast, and then we'll be returning to Tom Couts.
Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 35. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 24. Highs level off around 48. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Monday with a high of 49. 37 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Welcome you back to Oskaloosa, Iowa, where we're at halftime, getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game, the first of our college hoops doubleheader this afternoon here on Gear Radio with the home team, William Penn, in front of the Benedictine ladies, 40-34. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, Tom Counts with you here, and the Kaiser Seahawks are national championship bound as just this moment. The game concludes up the road here in Des Moines. Kaiser defeats Grandview 38-21. And so the Seahawks headed for Durham and the national title game. So congratulations, Seahawks. Here we go. The alternate possession is going to award the basketball to Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to be going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. And we are underway as Josie brings it in to Allie Kramer. Kramer, Weiser, Karis Quiddle, Jacobson, Reigns to the Benedictine 5 to begin the second half. Here's a quick three launched off the front lip of the rim. That's no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Penn. Taken down by Herbeck. She'll kick it over the left side. Here's another three. That one, after hitting about, it felt like a dozen in a row, Allie Stewart, it comes up about 4 feet short, perfectly online. I mean, I was right in line with that shot. And it went below the bottom of the net as it shot underneath and out of bounds. So Stewart misses her first three. Benedictine's hoping that's an omen for the second half. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. BC trailing it, but only now by a half dozen. They've been down by as many as 12. Here's Twyla with the basketball right side of the free throw line. The feed will go to Jacobs. She'll go left down the lane. Brings it back out on top. Reigns will cut to the baseline with 5 on a shot clock. Kicks it off the window. It's no good. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Harbeck and William Penn. Penn into the fourth quarter with Advantasia White. Carry Herbeck, White, Stewart, Mortz, the five on the floor for Penn. Out on top, Mortz will feed left side, backing in, twisting, turning, shooting, and scoring. That was a nice little move put onto the middle by Morgan Terry. She's got eight, and it is 42-34. The Raven inbound is knocked away and slapped into the William Penn bench to my immediate left, where Twyla will be putting it in play for BC. 8:40 to go in the third. 42-34, William Penn. BC up the court with a basketball. Over to the right side. The feed underneath, and there's Jacobs up and in. And again, for Benedictine, there is the key. 42-36, getting the ball inside and taking advantage of a real size disparity between these teams. But what the Ravens can't do right now is get into some kind of a shooting contest. Here's a feed into the middle, and a wide open, somehow undefended Morgan Terry knocks in her fourth point. She now is in double-figure scoring with 10. Fourth point already here in the third quarter. 44-36. Lady Ravens down 8. The pass in the middle is going to be turned over. Back up with it is going to come Penn. 7:45 to go in the third quarter. Penn with the basketball and an 8-point lead. Chip Pants is going to come up top side to Morgan Terry. Now to the right, here's the three. This one rims around, no good. But again, the Ravens leaving Allie Stewart wide, wide open. Fortunately for Benedictine, she's missed her first two three-point efforts of the second half. And now we're going to get a foul off the basketball, and it is going to be on pins, Morgan Terry. And Benedictine, I'm sure, setting up, trying to get the ball inside. Terry is the five. Morgan Terry checks in at 5'11" out of Cornersville, Tennessee. Reigns has the ball, feeds to Twyla, backs in, goes up through the double team, misses the shot. It hits kind of the side of the backboard, was not ever close, and pinned back up the floor with it. Quickly into the fourth corner, down the right side is going to come Herbeck. Herbeck dumps it off on top to Emma Mortz. Pulling it up high above her head, it's going to be Terry. Again, flashing to the high post. Skip pass over to the right side and anticipating the pass. It's going to be stolen away on the dribble by Allie Kramer. Benedictine is back on offense. Kramer drives underneath, and there's going to be a blocking foul and trying to slide down and keep her from taking that thing all the way to the rim. We're going to get another foul on Morgan Terry, and Benedictine very smartly attacking the middle now. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens will have it in play at the baseline. Shot clock at 21. Kramer looking to inbound it for BC. Needs a little move and some help. Comes into the right side. Allie. Back out on top. It comes to Rain. Back it comes to Allie. She'll cut to the left. Spin to the right. Drives underneath. Kisses it off the window, but it won't drop. And a rebound. Pulled down by Penn. A rather off-balance shot coming off a 360 rotation clockwise, but it would not drop, hit a little too hard off the backboard, and going long. 6:25 to go in the third. We've not seen a lot of second-half scoring yet by either of these teams. Now backing away, a solo three missing. Jacobs with the rebound, and Benedictine back on offense again. So the shooting for William Penn has cooled down a little bit. Benedictine, look at it. You would think take advantage of that. Here's a feed underneath the shot, missed by Jacobs, but followed up and in by Karis Quillo and Benedictine. Going to take a timeout. Twyla hitting her sixth point of the ball game as we go into a TO. 6:05 to go in the third. It's now Penn 44, Benedictine 38.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Good to have you back with us here at Penn Gym in Oskaloosa, Iowa. It's the site of today's college basketball games on Care Radio. As we go inside 6 minutes to play in the third quarter of the ladies' game, Penn has the basketball, leading it by a half dozen at 44-38. Here's a long three. This time it rims out again. It won't go down. And again, a wide open Fantasia, or rather Allie Stewart. Allie Stewart could not get it to fall. Ravens into the forecourt, and here's a pass. It's going to be thrown away. Nicholson threw it to that defender, and the shot goes up, and then trailing the play, coming down the floor way too late, Maddie Garrison with a silly foul. She had been beaten to the other end of the floor and then went into the shooter who had an uncontested layup, so it's going to be 2+1 for White. Her free throw, perfect. Now 47-38. Pressure being applied for the first time in the game by William Penn, but Benedictine is going to walk it up the floor no problem at all. He'll get it across the timeline. And now the official down here says, you took too long. That is a 10-second violation. And coach is like really upset. He's like, there's no way that was a 10. And now the two very lead officials in this group are coming up over to the scorer's table. And are they going to review this? Because I think they were looking at a clock that had not been reset. Now it's showing 19 on the shot clock, and there was no way. I mean, Benedictine had plenty of time. They were walking it up the floor, but that thing couldn't have taken 5 to 6 max, not 11 seconds. And the official from deep in the backcourt, who is watching the clock and not counting, she's not the official coming up the floor with the arm wave count. She was the official on the other end of the court, who was just, as she watched the play come up, looking behind the ball and looking at the clock above the scoreboard, above the backboard. And now she's going to tell everybody to get back, and they're going to try to review the video. So while they're doing that, we're going to take a little bit of a break. What do you say? Standard timeout, 5:25 to go in the third. It is Penn 47, Lady Ravens 38.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Penn Gym. Okay, they've got this thing analyzed, and now it will be Benedictine's basketball. They put 25 on the shot clock, which means they were 5 seconds getting across midcourt, and they're going to put it in at midcourt again, and here comes Kennedy Nicholson. So after a bit of a delay and a little time spent, they did get the call right. Lady Ravens with the ball, turning around to the baseline. The shot is up and good. Jennifer Jacobs, she just turned, went right up in the face of her defender, shot it over her, and put it in. Jacobs will have her 8th point of the afternoon. It is 47-40, and we have 5 minutes left in the third. Penn with the basketball over to the left side. Comes way out on top. Here's another three. Stewart, there it is again. You know, you keep leaving her open. You keep giving her shots. Yes, did she miss a few? Yeah. Is she going to keep missing? No, she's way too good a shooter for that. Benedictine pays the price. It is now 50-40. 4:40 to go in the third. BC topside, Kennedy. Nicholson with the left-hand dribble. Comes out on top to range. Aaliyah with the left hand. Goes to the baseline and has the ball knocked away from her. And it's going to be stolen by Alyssa Hamas. Here comes Penn. There's a travel at midcourt. No whistle there. Back over to the left side. And it's going to be White. Fantasia looks to get rid of the ball. Instead, it's going to pick up a dribble. Feed above the block. Back and in is Morgan Terry. Two-handed shot rolls across the back of the rim. No good. And a rebound down to Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. Coach Santee grabs one of her players and drags her. I mean, just physically pulls her to the score table and says, you got to get in this game. BC down to the baseline with Kara Squillo. Out on top, Kennedy. Her pass to the middle. She was looking for JJ, but the defender in front of her just bats it away. Now Kennedy's going to steal it back. Ravens coming down the court 3-on-3. Left side, Twyla. Got it! Kara Squillo has 8. And it's 50-42. 3:33 to go, third quarter. Well, the Lady Ravens with a good bucket there. With this little time left, 3:20 to go in the third quarter. If they're going to make inroads in this game, they're going to have to start cutting the gap. Here's a feed to the right, and another uncontested three. Rims out, no. Pulled down by Jacobs, and Benedictine fortunate that that one didn't go in. BC has a couple of players at the scorer's table, ready to come into the next dead ball opportunity. Here's Jacobs with it at the top of the key. Hands it and puts it right into the midsection of a Penn player. She'll drive left, goes up and to save the easy layup. Reigns makes a sacrifice and picks up the foul from behind. Just kind of gives her that little over-the-top swat. Does not give up the basket. That's the mark of an experienced senior player. You don't commit that foul and let him score. So she thought that she did not score there. But Jacobs with the turnover. She was trying to hand the ball to Reigns. Put it right in the breadbasket of Zantasia White. So Reigns will have her first foul of the game. Zantasia coming to the free throw line for a couple of shots. She's one of the line with 10 points so far this afternoon. Lady Ravens down 8. First free throw is good. Penn has been extraordinary at the free throw line in the game this afternoon. They are now 7 of 8 at the line, 88% shooting. Second free throw, she'll get them both. So Penn continues to be red hot, shooting the ball, and they lead Benedictine by 10, 52-42. Ravens to the right side. That's a long three. Coming up short. Rebound. Pushed back up and in by Allie Kramer. Kramer in double figures now with 11. 52-44. Fantasia White has the ball topside. Josie's back into the game for Benedictine. Josie along with Mr. Rocca back in. Now the shot. The runner rolls off. No good. Kyra had it. It was just ripped out of her hands by Fantasia White. She was just more aggressive of the two going after that loose basketball. She's much smaller at 5'9". Kyra, 6'3". Pass over to the right side for Penn. Herbeck has it. Now they'll feed off the right block. Back and in, rotating. Hook shot, no. Rebound falling away. Pushed up and in. That was just a hustle job by Alyssa Hamas. 54-44. Penn wants it with a minute 50 to go in the third. They're out there running and hustling. Here's a long two that's up a good. Kennedy Nicholson. And for Kennedy, point number one and two of the afternoon. 54-46. Kennedy has not gotten a lot of points in the game, obviously, this afternoon. Ravens need some from her. Here's a feed into the lane, and trying to steal the ball is going to be Mr. Rockup picking up a foul. Now, what we've got is Shire out on the floor. She is trying to rally her team. Got Josie out there checking back into the Benedictine lineup. Is going to come Kiana Herrera. You've got Kennedy Nicholson. Here's a shot from the left side. That's an air ball. Way too strong. Josie's going to pull it down. Her outlet up the floor. Kennedy on the court one time. Up and good. What a job, Josie. The rebound. Give her the assist on a three-quarter court outlet pass. And a bucket for Kennedy, her fourth of the game. 54-48. Ravens down a half a dozen with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Pin with the ball over to the left side. Here's a three that's going to be very wide to the right side, but the rebound caroms out way up high, and it's going to be fielded out top by Zantasia White. White will hand it over to Herbeck. Coach Santee went through to run a little time off the clock, and they turn it over with a travel. Mental mistake by Jocelyn Herbeck, and Benedictine is going to have it back with 47 seconds to go in the third, trailing by only half a dozen. So you put the best face on this. It is a two-possession Penn lead. Up court for the basketball, the Lady Ravens. Out of Nemaha Central. It is Allie Kramer with it over to the right side. Out on top, Kennedy is online. It is perfect, Kennedy Nicholson. What a third quarter. She hadn't scored in the first half. Now has seven. 54-51. Benedictine back to within three. 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. 1 second between the shot clock and a game clock. Top side is going to be Journey Augment. Back over to the right. 14 on the shot clock. Around the horn goes Zantasia. Over to the corner. Set shot three. Bang. Pumping her fist as she goes down the court after hitting the shot. Alyssa Hamas has five. 57-51, and the Ravens buzzer shot from midcourt is off the mark. We go to the fourth in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Lady Statesman, 57, Benedictine, 51.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
For Benedictine to win this game, they're going to have to pick up the 6 points they're trailing by. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But in the third quarter, both teams scored 17. Pretty good quarter for each of these clubs. But to the Lady Ravens, You can't go out and just tie again in the fourth quarter. Going to have to make some inroads. Scoring for Penn, three double-digit scores right now. Allie Stewart, 15, a dozen for White, and 10 for Terry. For Benedictine, one player in double-figure scoring is Dominic Kramer with 11. It is Penn basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Here we go. Around to the right side with it is going to be Allie Stewart. She has just been phenomenal in this game. Allie Stewart is 5 of 10 shooting, 4 of 9 three-point shooting, and Benedictine is going to be whistled for a block underneath, and going to be another foul, I think, on Kennedy. Little official coming out here, and he will say, yep, Kennedy Nicholson collects her third foul of the game in the first fourth quarter foul by BC. Coach Santee is out here holding the hands of Jocelyn Herbeck. If you hold your player's hands and get nose to nose with them and look them in the eye, the odds of them hearing you probably escalate a little bit. First free throw is up and nope. Second one also not going to go. And here comes Benedictine. So Vantage, after hitting three in a row, misses a couple. Ravens feed in the middle. The layup is good by Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs in double figures. First Lady Raven to get there after Allie Kramer. And it is 57-53. 9:20 to play in the game. Running a little motion. Penn will bring it off on top to Zantasia White. Between those circles, now again, they've got Terry back playing that high post. It's a very similar offense that they ran at the onset of the game. Gallup feed it to Terry inside the block. Chip cross over underneath. Put it up and in and draw a foul on Jacobs. Finish is going to get over here, indicate the basket's good. The foul on Jennifer, her second of the game, and for Benedictine, the second of the fourth quarter. Putting Penn at the free throw line late in this game would be probably not a great idea. They've been shooting so well today, and this free throw, perfect, touches nothing but the bottom. So Morgan Terry now at 13 points, 60-53, 9 minutes to go. Ravens down 7 with the basketball. Over to the left side, Josie. After a nice run, then she's gotten very, very quiet again. Ravens right side, single digits on the shot clock. Back it'll come to Weiser. She'll take a baseline, pulls up, fadeaway shot, air ball, rebound, Benedictine, 2 on the shot clock. It goes up, and there's going to be a foul. That was some nice hustle underneath by BC to take the missed air ball shot by Josie, but be there to follow it up with only 2 on the shot clock, knowing she had to get rid of it in a hurry. And Kiana Herrera draws the foul and will come to the free throw line. So Kiana Herrera will step to the line. Free throw? No. So getting the opportunity, Herrera unable to capitalize, and it's going to be one more. The foul is on Journey Augment, by the way. Second free throw will be good. Herrera has her third point of the afternoon. Benedictine is going to take Herrera out of the game, and we'll just reset the Benedictine five, shall we? Nicholson, Kramer, Weiser. Karis Quillo, Mr. Rakwa. Now the ball stolen by Kramer. She reaches in, goes up, puts it right in. That was an incredible play defensively with the steal, and then to have the presence of mind to take it right to the rim and put it in. The Ravens are within 4. It is 60-56. 8:15 to play. Bounce pass coming out on top. Morgan Terry's having a huge day. Beautiful backdoor pass and an easy cutter layup. Good. The bucket by Herbeck, and she is at 8. 62-56. 8 minutes to go. Benedictine will feed into the middle, and the ball is going to be deflected, lost out of bounds. Touch last by Journey Ogman. Ravens are going to have it back in. Penn is going to bring Alyssa Hamas into the game. Hamas will come in. Ogman will check out. BC looking. Kramer looking. Needs some help. Gets it into Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy working in front of the Lady Raven bench. Back over to the right side. Now they'll feed underneath to Kyra. On the floor once, twice. Crosses over. Dishes out. Nicholson is 3. No. Too long. Rebound tipped out on top. Kennedy's going to be able to rescue it. She'll start to the left side, cut to the right, and back away and let the offense reset. stepping in. The feed down low. They were looking for Ms. Zaracqua, who had broke into the middle, and Smiley thought she was going to stay out off the block. Taken back by William Penn. 7:20 to go in the game. Little hook pass over to the right side for Penn to Thomas. Thomas will kick it back over. Herbeck has it. 7:11 to go in the game. Shot clock at 9. Back to the left side, Stewart. She'll feed underneath. All alone and beat middle. It's going to be Morgan Terry. She's at 15 now. 64-56. Inside 7 to play. Raymond's just unable to cut that gap. Here's Kramer with the left side. Drives around. Comes to the right. Dribbles it back off on top. Looks it down low to Mr. Rocca. Brings it back out. The feet underneath. The kick to Kyra. Loses it. Goes back. Recovers it. The shot clock at 3. A wild 3 is shot and missed. Rebound. And there are players all over the floor. We've got whistles. Lots of contact. People falling down in the middle. Let's see what they're going to call here. And the foul is going to be on Morgan Terry. So for Morgan Terry, William Penn, it'll be foul number 3. And for Penn, it'll be team foul 2 of the fourth quarter. 6.5 minutes to play. Braves are going to have to make some inroads here shortly. Mr. Rocca beats underneath, and as Twyla goes up for the layup, she gets fouled. And that might be another one on Terry, and if so, she's jammed up. It is. As much as they've been leaning on Morgan Terry, she now picks up her fourth foul. Had 2 in the third quarter, now 2 in the fourth. Coach Santee is going to yank her back out of the game. She comes off looking less than happy. Journey Ogman is going to go back in. First free throw for Twyla, no. Karis Quillen will miss the first one. That was her first free throw of the game. She's got 8 points this afternoon. Second free throw did go. 64-57. And Jacobs is going to come back in the game for Mr. Rocca. So for Benedictine, it is, let me look out here and kind of scan it. Nicholson, Kramer, Harris Quillo, Rain, Jacobs. Here comes the Penn offense. There's that 3. It's set. This one rims out somehow. And then the Ravens fail to corral the rebound. 3 Benedictine players around it. It hits one of them on the foot. It goes out of bounds. Benedictine not totally focused on that ball right there with 6:10 to go. And now it's a break because you don't see Allie Stewart missing many of those threes here this afternoon. It will be Statesman basketball, 20 on the shot clock, 6:10 left. They lead Benedictine 64-57. Penn worked it out on top. They're also, Penn, are without the services right now. Morgan Terry, who's on the bench with 4 fouls. Penn will go back to that little motion type offense. So it's a contact, and it's going to be a foul on Nicholson. Kennedy's complaining. She's trying to play defense, and the ball handler drops his shoulder, makes an aggressive step-in move with the forward dribble, and just crashes into her with the shoulder. And Kennedy has called for her 4th foul. Nicholson will come out, and Riley Wade will return for BC. 5:55 left in the game. Ogman will take the inbound pass, kick it out to Zantasia White. Back to Ogman, working above the top of the key. Defended by Jacobs, way away from the basket. Here's another 3, set sail, won't go. Rebound, Penn, and then it's falling to the ground. I think we're going to have another foul by Benedictine. This one is going to be on Brains. It is her 2nd. 64-57, Penn, 5:40 to go. Again, 20 on the shot clock, and Penn will be putting it in play. And they throw away the inbound as Zantasia White stumbles. She complains to the official that she was tripped, and there was nobody there as the ball goes out of bounds into the Penn zone at the student section. And here comes Benedictine. Kramer up the floor with the basketball. Hits it over to Rain. Aaliyah goes in. Two-hand, underhand shot. Does what she wanted it to do, and it draws a foul. And it's going to be on Ogman, only her 2nd, Penn's 4th. So Reigns will shoot two here, and Benedict will be shooting free throws on each subsequent foul for the balance of this game. Aaliyah Reigns out of Jeff West High School. First one perfect. That is, as remarkable as it may seem, the first point of the game for Aaliyah Reigns. Second free throw. No. And a rebound cleared away by Penn. Allie Stewart coming up with a basketball and up the floor with it comes Penn. Into the forecourt, Zantasia White. She brings it over to Journey Ogman. Ogman hands it back to Stewart. Has it stripped out of her hand. It's on the floor. And Reigns had it, lost it. It's on the floor. Taken away by Twyla. Here comes a Benedictine offense. 5 minutes to go. Ravens have the ball, and they are down six. Over to the baseline, driving in the shot. Good by Reigns. And Leah Reigns with three, and it's 64-60. And we have a timeout. We're going to take a break with Penn. 4:56 to go this afternoon, and we've got a great finish in store. William Penn, 64, Benedictine, 60.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
In the Penn Gym on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Outside, it's warming up inside in the waning minutes of this ladies' game. 4:56 to go. Penn leading at 64-60. Benedictine led early in the game. Penn battled back to take a one-point lead at the end of the opening quarter. They pushed that lead to as many as a dozen just before halftime, but Benedictine has hung tough and is now pushing back. It will be William Penn basketball. From the sideline at the 28-foot mark just in the backcourt. The ball is going to be skipped in play, and they're going to turn it over, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. Outstanding pressure on the inbound, and Allie Stewart mishandles the basketball. Benedictine will have it in at midcourt. Here comes Kramer. Allie Kramer walks it up. She's got 13 so far today. Gets it out on top to Reigns. Reigns starts left, drives right, accelerates, goes in, kisses it off the window with two more. Reigns is exploding here in the fourth quarter. Aaliyah Reigns with five. All of her points in the game have come here in the fourth. And Benedictine is within two at 64-62. 4:30 to go. Can Penn stand the pressure? Is the Benedictine comeback going to get in their head? Let's see what happens here as Penn brings it off topside. They'll drive left, goes in, goes up, and a driving layup is good. And that was a big play by Journey Ogman. She hits the bucket and draws a foul on Jennifer Jacobs. A chance at a three-point play for Journey Ogman, the 5'9 senior from Las Vegas. Coach Folsom is going to remove Riley Wade from the lineup. Free throw. Yeah. Penn has just been absolutely phenomenal shooting the ball. 67-62. Pin in front of Benedictine. Here come the Lady Ravens. The pass in the middle is going to be batted and knocked away. Allie Kramer's pass, a poor one. It was easily deflected, knocked into the hands of a waiting teammate, and into the forecourt comes Penn with Jocelyn Herbeck handling the basketball. Herbeck comes out on top to Allie Stewart. To Ogman. Back it'll come to Stewart. She would dump it over to the right. Here's a wide open three. Perfect. And again, Benedictine does not come out, does not defend on the perimeter, and Herbeck has 11. 70-62, and as quickly as that, Benedictine goes from being only down two to being down eight. 3:40 to go. Back-to-back, three-point trips up the court for the Lady Statesmen. Driving down the right side, Reigns off the window and gets two more, and she is going right through Journey Ogman. Ogman has no answer for Aaliyah Reigns right now. Reigns with 7 points here in the fourth. 3:15 to go. Now the clock is becoming a huge issue. Topside with it is going to be Ogman. She'll drive right, kick the shot up. It's no good. comes up with her own rebound. Here's a set three. Perfect. And again, the Ravens do not defend the outside. Herbeck with another three. Back-to-back threes for her. The Ravens need a timeout. It is trouble. 3-0-1 to go in the ballgame. 10-73, Benedictine 64.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
For the Lady Ravens, only 3 minutes and 1 second remain to forge a comeback, which has now swelled to 9 points. 73-67, Penn out front. They have led for the vast majority of the game this afternoon. Kennedy Nicholson is back in. Remember, she's out there now with four fouls. Here's Reigns, drives into the middle, jump shot, won't go, rebound Penn. Hallie Stewart coming up with the rebound. Penn will bring it into the forecourt. They'll cross over to the left side. Herbeck with the basketball. Kicks it back off on top to Stewart. Over to the left to Augman. She will go long. Shot no good. Rebound Nicholson. 2:35 to play. BC back on offense, but trailing by 9. Josie Weiser. Skip pass down low to Jacobs. Jacobs to Josie. Behind her head. Lays it up and in and draws a foul. We have not seen nor heard from Josie in a very long time. She's out of the game for, I would have to look and do some math, but I mean, most of the second half, we've not seen her. Perhaps she is ill or a little under the weather or something. I just don't know, but she hit a big, big shot right there. And for Josie, her 11th point today. The free throw makes it 12. 73-67. Benedictine again back to within two possessions with 2:23 left. The lob pass into the forecourt. Penn back on offense and across the timeline. Santasia White. Jahamas back over to the left. I expect Penn to be patient here, but the shot clock's already at 11. On the left side, White looks in the middle, wants to get it to Terry, who's out in the game with four fouls. Terry will back in, drive in, and reaching in. What a great job by Reigns. She ties up the much larger Morgan Terry and ties her up, and it's going to be a jump ball. 1:57 to play. The Lady Ravens have possession. BC coming up the court, trailing only by 6 now. Out on top, Jacobs. Left side, it goes Reigns. Josie goes 3. Too long. Rebound. Penn comes down with it. That was a big shot, but just wouldn't fall from baseline left. Penn could come up the court and run this thing down to about a minute left. Back out top side with it. Skip pass to Morgan Terry between the circles. Swings it over to the left to Herbeck. Penn back on offense. They'll swing left again. Wide open three. That one does not go, and a rebound. Battled for. Scrum for. Out of bounds. Raven basketball. But wow, did Alyssa Hummus really give that thing an effort to come up with the ball. Minute 18 to go. BC will have it in play for the backcourt, and they trail by 6. Dribbling it up the floor. Kennedy Nicholson can't be taking a lot of time. You got to get it up there. You got to get some points fouled. The feed over the right side to Jacobs. Out on top it goes Weiser. Minute 4 to go. Minute 3 to go. Weiser kicks it down low. JJ misses the point-blank layup. Gets her own rebound. Brings it back out on top again. Driving in, the runner, misses again by Benedictine. The follows again, but now there's going to be a foul call. The whistle's going to be on Jocelyn Herbeck. It's only her second foul of the game, and Benedictine will come to the line, having missed 3 opportunities to hit a field goal. It will be Jennifer Jacobs coming to the stripe for her first free throws of the afternoon. Jacobs with 10 points. Benedictine trailing it by 6, now with only 51 seconds remaining. Jacobs takes her time. First of 2. No. free throw line this afternoon. Benedictine, 4 of 8, 10 of 13. This one, yes. So Jacobs will hit 1 of 2, and that's right where the Ravens have been today, hitting half of their free throws. We're going to get Allie Kramer back in for Karis Keough. You got Benedictine with a fast group out there right now. Full court pressure on the inbound. Josie tries to knock it away, and the official from midcourt, who's right in front of me, and I couldn't see it because there were three players between me and her and the play, calls the foul from right in front of the timekeeper. And we will go to the other end of the floor where Penn will step to the line with 50 seconds to go. And that may not have been the worst thing that happened to Benedict in that quick foul. At the line for Penn, Thomas hasn't had a free throw today. The little lefty will knock it in. Penn continues to shoot just phenomenal numbers here today. Officials, for some reason, stopping play. I'm not sure what the conversation. Now we got two officials discussing matters out in the middle of the lane. And here we go. One more free throw coming. Lefty. Perfect. So, Thomas will hit them both, and the Ravens now down 75-68. Skip pass to the right side to Jacobs. BC's got no time to waste. 40 seconds to go. Back out on top. Kramer dribbles it back to Josie. She'll go long three. Has to. Shot short. Rebound Benedictine. Reigns gets thrown to the ground. The ball's on the floor. Rolling around. And we're going to get a foul on Nicholson. Kennedy will foul out with that. Well, Kennedy's been very frustrated. The fouls have been called on her and not called with her. And so Nicholson will. They'll stop the play now, and the official's coming over to tell Coach that she has fouled out. And Coach Folsom taking the opportunity to impart some wisdom on the official, kind of letting her know where he stands on some things. Perfectly understandable. 28 seconds to go in the game, and Penn will be at the free throw line. Striding up there is Allie Stewart. 15 points, 1-1 to the line today. This one, yep. Penn has just missed very little this afternoon. 13 of 16 at the free throw line. That's low 80%. This one rolls out, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Jacobs comes up with it, and BC taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to do it. Probably the final TO to the game with 27 seconds left. Penn 76, Benedictine 68.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Back with you here in the Penn Gym with 27 seconds to go in the ladies' game. And gosh, it looks like the guys' game is going to get off on time. And Joseph, not looking to throw a monkey wrench into the business here, but maybe early? That's too much to hope for. Lady Ravens coming out on the court. You've got, who do we got out here? Jacobs and Karis Keough. Weiser, also out there for Benedictine. Going to be Allie Kramer and Leah Reigns. Reigns will have it. Comes off on top. 20 seconds left. Josie pulls up her baseline runner. Nope. Rebound pin. Ravens try to tackle her. Won't work. Outlet pass up the court. Are they going to try to score it? They will. Lay it up and in. Thought maybe they were just trying to run off some clock, but they do not, and that's going to do it. The final score here today, Penn 78, Benedictine 68, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Lady Ravens coming up a little bit short in game one this afternoon. Let's recap quickly the scoring in this one. First of all, for William Penn, Lady Statesman today. Oh, thank you. Let me get this rolled up here. Here we go. For William Penn, it was 16 this afternoon. For Allie Stewart, Morgan Carey, 15, 14 for Jocelyn Herbeck. 10 apiece for Journey Ogwin and Zantasia White. Five players reaching double-digit scoring. Today is Benedictine gives up 78 points. Four, also by the way, Hamas was 7-6 for Morris. Four Benedictine. 13 for Allie Kramer, who leads the way. Josie Weiser had a dozen and 11 for Jennifer Jacobs. Twyla Carasquillo had 9. 7 apiece for both Kennedy Nicholson and Aaliyah Raines. 6 today for Kyra, Mr. Rocca, and Kiana Herrera knocking in 3. We talked about it through the course of the game and not wanting to continue to bang on that, but the shooting numbers were just lights out for Penn today. They shot over 50% from the floor, 11 of 25, 44% three-point shooting, but at the free throw line, lots and lots of free throws, and they were 13 of 17, so shy of 80% for Benedictine. They hit over half, 51% from the floor on 29 of 56 shooting. 5 of 20, though, from the outside. And there was one of the two big numbers. Lady Ravens hitting only a quarter of their three-point shot and hitting only 5 free throws today, going 5 of 9, just over half from the free throw line. For Penn, their record is going to improve now to 4-4, 2-1 of the conference, where Benedictine slides to 3-6. And they are 1-2 in the hearts. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. And Joseph, I'll tell you what, we had a shot at early. We're not going to make it early, but the good news is I don't think we're going to be late. As the BC guys and William Penn warming up, that game will be starting. It'll be here on Care Radio in about a half hour. Once again, the final score in the ladies' contest, Penn 78, Benedictine 68. We'll return shortly, but in the interim, we're going to kick it back to our man Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. He has got some programming that he's been saving up for you for just this kind of event. Take it away, Joseph.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.